Brooklyn's Radio. Loving events in Surrey.
And here's the lady, Hotfoot, from the Guildford Tourist Information Centre with all the events in Surrey. It's Diana Roberts. Hello, Diana.
Hello, Graham.
You're looking very good today.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Refreshed from my mini holiday.
Where have you been?
I've been to Spain. Marbella.
Okay, nice there.
Lovely.
I bet the weather was better than
here.
Well,
I brought a little bit back for you.
You have indeed. The sun is shining now. We've had nothing but rain.
I know. Normally when I go away, it's really nice here, but just once, was the right decision.
No, you made a good choice.
Yeah, it was only four days, but it was nice.
With all this lovely weather then, I'm sure there's some great places to go to in Surrey.
There's a lot going on, and this is your last chance for a while to get on the wharf to mill boat at Shalford Mill. They've only got a tiny boat. It only takes about 16 to 20 people. But on the 26th of June, they've got a lovely day trip. Starts at 10:30 and you go from Dapdune Wharf to Shalford to the mill, passing through the locks and the water meadows. Then there's a steep walk uphill to the mill for a picnic lunch and a tour of the mill, and then return boat to Dapdune Wharf, price £17. And that sounds like bliss, because we all go too fast. And when you're on the river, you don't have a choice. You've got to go slower and observe. It's much nicer.
Very tranquil.
I got back from my little jaunt in time to go to the press night of Guildford Shakespeare Company's 12th night at Guildford Castle.
All right. Good.
Oh, it's amazing. Every time I see them, I say it's the best one yet, but it really is. It's so funny. There was such a mixed audience of all ages, and everyone was really belly laughing, like,
I guess,
really
giggling. They got it, yes.
It was just so good.
And lovely atmosphere there.
There's not one weak performer amongst them. They're all fantastic. And, of course, you're sitting. We took a picnic, and they do have chairs there, or you can take
all
a
rug.
And so you're sitting under the tree, just by the castle. They've got other set arranged, and of course they move around quite a lot as well. But it is just an idyllic way to spend an evening. Adult tickets are £26, children £16.50, concessions are £23, and it's already had, from the stage and people like that, the most amazing reviews. It's the story where twins get separated. A girl and a boy are separated in a violent shipwreck, and the girl gets washed up on the shores of Illyria, and she disguises herself as a boy to work for the Count, and the Count's in love with somebody else, and there's all this. It's one of these real things about, you know, sort of gender confusion and mistaken identity and all this sort of stuff. But it is funny, and one of the stars in it, who plays like the fool Festa, is Rosalind Blessed, which is Brian Blessed's daughter.
Oh, right, okay.
And there's quite a few songs in it as well. It is genuinely funny. Do go and see it.
Sounds good.
I can't wait. And then the next one, they're performing at Stoke Park, the end where the railway is, and they're doing Merry Wives of Windsor. And Falstaff, who is the fat comic drunk, is being played by Peter Gordon of Eagle Radio.
Oh, goodness me.
Nothing would stop me seeing that performance.
That's going to be
fun. Can't wait. Absolutely.
Peter doing that. Good grief.
Now, another beautiful place to visit, of course, is Hatchlands Park. If we have another spell of very, very hot weather, I do strongly recommend places like Hatchlands and Winkworth, because there's areas of it that are very wooded. And when you're in the woods, you're protected from the sun. It's much cooler in the woods. And so to be outdoors, it's a really good place to go. To make it even better, from now until the 14th of July, they have got Surrey Sculpture Society sculptures. So they have placed sculptures right round the grounds in really appropriate places, you know, so it fits in with where it is, and you just come across it. It's the normal National Trust admission. They're open 11 till 5 every day. Obviously, if you're a National Trust member, you get in free. But there's so much to do that, I tell you, the coffee and cake is amazing. Amazing. Sticking to gardens, Poles and Lacey, for the whole summer, right up until September, are doing a behind the scenes in the gardens at Poles and Lacey. Now, I mentioned either the last time or the time before when I was on that they've got this Rose Festival, which is going on until the 21st of July. But they've also got on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 12:45 a new Unseen Spaces garden tour, which takes visitors behind the scenes, even visiting like the compost areas and the greenhouse. So if you're really into gardening and want to know how they make Poles and Lacey look looks so fantastic, that is the one for you. And then on Wednesdays at 2:30, right through until the 28th of August, you can step into the past and meet, in inverted commas, Mrs. Greville's gardeners to find out what the gardens were like in Mrs. Greville's time, who owned Polster Lacey, of course, and what her gardens were most passionate about. And it's all brought to life with costumed interpreters. So it's like you're talking to gardeners of the past. So really, really cool. And then on midday, on the last Wednesday of the month, you actually meet one of the current Polston Lacey gardeners to find out how the talented team at Polston Lacey keep the gardens looking so spectacular and what they're working on each month. They also have daily gardening tours at 10:30, 12:45 and 2:15, where you're taken around the formal garden area of Polston Lacey. And I've actually done a meet the gardener thing a couple of years ago now, and they are, I mean, they are serious professionals. They so know this stuff. So if you're well into gardening, would like your garden to look just like Polston Lacey, that's when you go and meet them and find out how they do it. I've got, moving on now into Guildford, to a little event at Guildford Institute. Now, not many people know about that. It's upstairs above the RBS Bank in North Street, just on the corner of Ward Street.
Got
there.
You. Yeah.
They do some really interesting talks, and they've got one because it's nearly Wimbledon, isn't it? Wimbledon
it
starts
is, coming
imminently.
Up soon. Yeah.
Hence the weather, I suppose. And they've got a talk there. You cannot be serious. Tales of a Wimbledon umpire.
Oh, really?
From 88 to 2012.
Oh.
Now, this guy, Alan Gray, was a former Wimbledon umpire. He was born and educated in Scotland, and his obsession for tennis started way back in 1955. And he umpired and line judged at Wimbledon from 1988 for 25 years. During that time, he officiated at six finals, including Becker and Sampras, and Agassi and Ivanisevic. See, I could never be a journalist.
Yeah, I know.
Man, could I? And he's going to give an irreverent and personal take on his vast years of officiating, including grunting Hawkeye, Boris Becker's toilet visit, and the day the Queen came to Wimbledon. That sounds so much fun.
I bet he's got some stories to tell there.
I bet he has.
And what a responsibility doing something like that.
Oh, crikey, yeah, with all the
pressure.
People that are watching. Not just there, but I mean,
know.
There's millions watching on the telly as well,
isn't there? I wonder if he had
well,
to deal with McEnroe.
Yes, there's a question
cannot
for him.
Cannot be serious,
absolutely.
No.
moving on now to a first for Guildford. Now, I don't know if you know this, but Guildford is known as the Hollywood of gaming.
I didn't know that.
Because there are loads and loads and loads of companies that make computer games and design computer games.
And in the UK, we lead the world on this, don't we?
And Guildford has more concentration of them than anywhere else.
Really?
I mean, we're the home of the headquarters of EA Games, for a start. That's in Guildford.
Yeah.
So for the first time now, we're having the Guildford Games Festival. And this is taking place at G Live. It's actually over 2 days, but the 28th is for the businesses, if you like. That's like the business day or professional day. But the 29th is open to the public. It's from 10 until 6 at G Live, and it's completely free. It's aimed at school-aged children, university students, parents and careers, and the local public, and anyone interested in the games industry. And it's free to attend, lots of fun all day. They've got a games expo for families and players to meet local developers like EA Games, Media Molecule, Arrogant Pixel, Opozo, Endreams, and all these people that have all the games that are really in at the moment. So anyone into gaming would know those names. There's a playable timeline of Guildford's game development history and collectibles. There's careers talks focusing on how to start and grow a career in gaming, workshops on making games and interactive content, and there's askaboutgames.com for families and educators to find out more about the safe and sensible way to play games, and Esport Zone with multiplayer games including FIFA, Need for Speed, Minecraft and VR games and much more. So there's that, the eSports Zone, where you can go and have a go and play with people all over the world.
Sounds a great opportunity,
if
doesn't it?
If you're really
unique,
into it,
if you're into
and
that.
You've gone beyond Patience and Candy Crush,
yes,
and you're into something a little bit more technical, it's the day for you. But, I mean, it's one of the career choices for the future.
It is.
It really is
big business, isn't it?
Sticking with gardens, Shear Open Gardens. Now, there's National Garden Scheme where there's open gardens all over the country, but Shear makes a really big thing of this once a year, and this is on the 30th of June from 2 till 6. They do charge because they're raising money for Cherry Trees Respite Care, and about 12 other local causes. So adults are just £7, children under 16 are free, senior citizens are £6. And it's on the afternoon of the 30th of June, and Shere really is one of the most picturesque villages in Surrey, and even further afoot, I
always
have said,
enjoy going to Shere.
So pretty.
Yeah.
Nestling at the foot of the North Downs between Guildford and Dorking, and it's opening its garden gates and inviting visitors to view a selection of about 25 beautiful private gardens in full bloom. There's going to be a plant sale, an over-the-wall gardener's question time at the allotments, a PIM stall run by the cricket club, and the mums from Shere School will be serving homemade teas in the village hall. Funds raised are going to be split between Cherry Trees Respite Care and about 12 local causes. Tickets will be available at the village hall and selected gardens, and you can ask the parking attendants for your nearest point when you arrive.
Right, sounds good.
But you just go home with garden envy and you look at your own garden and go, I could never make it look that good.
At least you might get a few tips.
You might, you might. The annual Guildford Mayhem and Madness takes place on the 6th of July. Be there. Now, I think it's time for a Brooklands Radio raft at the right. Guildford Lions charity raft race.
Right.
Come on, you got some youngsters on board. What about JP? He'll build a raft.
He could do.
He could, couldn't he? He could do it for charity and everything. So, if you're interested, you can still get on the Guildford Lions website and book in to build yourself a raft. There is a charge if you're going to actually take part. And they do like you to try and raise some money as well with sponsorship. Paddle boarders are also welcome. So if you're on your own, crews for the rafts need to be between 2 and 8. The race runs along the riverway between Millmead and Stoughton Waterside Centre, where there'll be a barbecue and a bar and changing facilities for the very wet rafters, because it's a bit more like raft sink than raft race.
Yes.
There's loads of trophies awarded. Entries and sponsors are welcome. Anyone can take part, so come along and watch, or watch the fun. And if you're watching the fun, it's free, but do be expected to see the odd Lions bucket rattler. And why not?
Indeed. You've got to pay for
entertainment. It's such a wonderful afternoon.
Yeah.
I mentioned earlier on the setting for Merry Wives of Windsor later on in the year, but Stoke Park Railway have got their gala weekend at Birchett's Farm on the 6th and 7th of July. That's 10 until 5. It's completely free to go in. Now, this is so up your street, Graham, I can imagine you're going to be there banging on the door waiting to get in. It's Guildford's Model Engineering Society's special weekend featuring garden railways with a miniature steam train rides on two tracks. They've got two garden railways, a 16 millimetre and a G1.
Right, okay.
You know what I'm talking about, and I haven't got a clue. I'm just reading it. In operation, an indoor, a 4mm 00 gauge. Yeah, Graham's nodding furiously here. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Railway display. They've got traction engines, boating pool, engineering exhibits, arts and crafts display, woodworking display, model engineering traders, model stands and charity stands. There's refreshments available. Hogsback Brewery will be in attendance. Free parking and free admission to the site.
Sounds like
your idea of heaven, doesn't
it? I think
so.
Yeah, won't see
me
again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're still outdoors, this time over near Engleford Green, near Egham. It's Meadows Day at Runnymede. You know, there's so many days, isn't there? 7th of July, apparently, is National Meadows Day.
Oh, really? I've never heard of that before.
But hey, I'll go along with it.
Anyway, what's your adopt a meadow?
It's a free event. No booking is necessary. You go along to Runnymede, Wildflower Meadows. These are an important feature in the British landscape. You can go and celebrate the beauty of the magnificent meadows of Runnymede as part of National Meadows Day. Explore Runnymede's summertime wildlife. Search for butterflies, birds and bees, and there'll be guided walks throughout the day. I think that's a take-a-picnic job, if you ask me. Although there is a little cafe there if you're desperate for a decent cup of coffee.
Sounds good.
And cake. It's good.
Oh, you mentioned the cake word.
Yes, absolutely. Great. And I'm going to finish off with food. We have the Strawberry Fair Food Festival at the wonderful Priory Farm. I do confess a soft spot for Priory Farm. As a farm shop, I have judged them for Surrey Life Food and Drink Awards before now, and they won. They were so good.
Right.
They didn't win the first time, they won the second time. And they on the 29th and 30th of June, they have this annual Strawberry Fair. It's on from 10 till 4 on the Saturday and 10:30 till 4 on the Sunday. Completely free admission. It gives you the opportunity to meet artisan producers who flock to the farm for the two-day event, to offer delicious regional and local food and drink for visitors to sample, and there's gourmet sauces and preserves, breads, cheeses and other fine foods. You can also stay for lunch, make your visit to the Strawberry Fair a real day out, sit back and enjoy a glass of cool beer with a hot dog made with the farm's own handmade sausages. We've bought their sausages and they're amazing, made on the site. A burger or some pulled pork, or indulge in the British tradition of strawberries and cream, or real dairy ice cream. And for family good times, the fair dishes up good times for all the family, including the little ones, including the nature trails and the discovery walk for children. They all love feeding the fish with their special fish food. And there's everyone's favourite tractor rides to take you on a tour of Priory Farm's countryside. It's a lovely place, is Priory Farm.
That sounds beautiful. I've never been to Priory Farm.
I mean, basically, it's just a farm shop with a farm attached.
Yeah.
But they've got the discovery trail to get the kids to walk all the way round. And so they walk through bits where there's sunflowers and the sunflowers are taller than the kids. And
oh,
you can
lovely.
Lose your kid there.
Get them
it's
out
really
into
worth
nature.
Going. Yeah, it's really worth going.
Good idea.
But yeah, they use it for education as well. And the farm shop's incredible. It's probably one of the biggest I've ever seen.
Great.
Just lovely.
Diana, thank you so much for another excellent set of ideas. And we look forward to seeing you again next week.
See you next week.
Have a great week. Oh, and if people want to find out more,
they can pop into up the high street and see us at Guildford Tourist Information Centre or go to visitguildford.com.
Thank you, Diana.
Brooklands Radio. Loving events in Surrey.